words I wanted to bring up that came my way. One of all is that if you look at the Rambam when he brings the Yud Gimel Ikrim in the Hagdom with the Chelek, so by the Ikir of the Beis HaMashiach, he makes the point that it's Bechal the Ikir that you have to be Maimon that the Mashiach is going to be Mizera Shlema. Not only me based of it, but also Mizera Shlema. And the aura that what's concerning me is that I was looking at the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. When he talks about the Ikir the Melech Mashiach, he doesn't mention that it has to be Mizera Shlema. Maybe I missed it, but look at it. It's in the end of Hilchos Malachim. I think it's by Yud Yud Alva, the two part of he devoted to the Inyan Mashiach, and it's a stick of pellet that he was mashmit, a chedek of Ikir. He brings this Ikir of Amunah Bebis Agoyel and Hilchos Shuvim Perakimel, and he brings it at the end of Hilchos Malachim, and in either places he mentioned it. That it has to be Mizera Shlema. He does say Mizera Dovid, be based Dovid, he refers to that a number of times. So that is Zulchera Tzarachin, if it's a Chedek of the Iker. How could he be matched with it? Another point, it became a little clear to me what the Biskarov always said. He was Medayim from the Rambam, they call me Sheinim Mechaka Lebiyosai, is also a Kaifer. Because the Rambam says something like this. The Rambam says, "Call me Shana Maimon Bo Yoy Mi Shana Machaka Lebi Yosei." Loi Be Shana Vim Bavaru Kaifer Elo Be Teiru Be Meishavino. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Mi Shana Machaka Lebi Yosei is a kaifer. It's not a daya. Like, in what way is that called a kfira? Somebody who's Eichon Avedis is not a kaifer. Imun is Shaykh Kfir, a guy believes or doesn't believe, but it's on a Maisa, on something what he's doing or he's not doing. If you want to tell me there's a Chayvel, a Tzapis, or a Chakis, you can tell me that, but how does a person become a Kfir if he's not a Mechak of the Yosef? Like, that's the Chayvel, what's very not moving. And what the Ramam is saying, call me Shayna Maimi, but oi me Shayna Mechak, oi me Shayna Mechak of the Yosef. How does somebody become a kaifer by not being mitzapeh? So I just started realizing that we have things like this other places, and the avona seems to over there we have a shtikl avona in it, and maybe we can just shtel to the avona we have there. Let's say somebody's a mechal shabbos of fahesia, he has a din of a kaifer ma'aseh bereishis. And it could be his yayin esach. And this that he says that I really believe 100% that kisheishis yom mosa Hashem is Hashemayim is Haaretz v'noch b'yom eshvi. I have to work on Shabbos. But it's not a question of my beliefs. That's not accepted. So there's an amuna that's yetzif from the ma'isim. There's an amunah that's expressed from the ma'isim that supersedes the amunah that he says is in his head. Or let's say somebody is boil a ramis, which the ramis says is oduk and tzom would love with the zohar. Baba say on necha, tzom love with the zohar. And he says, I believe in yichla b'ira 100%. It doesn't work that way. His ma'isim are saying otherwise. There's a certain amunah that comes out of the mice. So if somebody is not mechakel b'yosei, he's not maimon in a mashiach. Meaning, if you would have any idea of what it is, the mashiach and the mice mashiach and the mice of what it is now, then he would be mechakel b'yosei. So it means that his asoga of it is an emun that's not. The iman ahoy, it's not an iman that has the value of the emun in it. His ma'isim are more kaveya the emun than what that he believes. He believes that somebody maybe his daven is going to come and kaf for kaf, but if he doesn't live in a naifim, that he's machake, then the iman just doesn't have the value. That's called he's a kaifer boy. We see that your ma'isim can convey the erech of your iman more than exactly what your philosophy is. That's point number two I wanted to share with you.